A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Vav, Nida 6b, pagination is 12. We'll be starting about a fifth of the way down. At the end of the line is Toshima Maisa, a story from the Shivcha, from the maidservant in the home of Rabban Gamliel. We're dealing still based on the first Mishnah, that there's a concept of retroactive tumah, date back, from the time that a woman finds that she's a nida, she finds blood, either that she recognizes that it comes from her, or that it's a kesem, and it might be attributed to her in the form of a stain that she finds. And we have a concept of date back, perhaps 24 hours, perhaps till the last time that she checked. And we're going to want to know when that applies in terms of kodshim, truma. When does this apply? We will recognize that this tumah is only derabbanan, it's rabbinic, and therefore, even if something became tameh because of it, it would be a case of tolin, where we wait with it, but not that we actually burn it, because biblically, it did not become tameh. Tashema, we have the following story. Maisa b'shevchasa shu Rabban Gamliel. There was a story with the maidservant of Rabban Gamliel, Shaisa ofa kikora shal truma. She was baking loaves of teruma, oven kolachas va'achas, and between each one, medicha yada b'mayim, she would wash up, uvodekes, and she would do an internal check. Bu'acharona, by the last one under discussion, bodka u'matza temeya, she checked and she found that she was temeya. Now, why she was checking in between each one, was she just very diligent, or did she know that this was a time of vulnerability for her, that she was expecting Nida around this time, or particularly this Ona or something? But this is what she was doing. She was doing checks, and at the end, she found that she's Temeya. Uvas v'shoalas Rabban Gamliel, and she came and she asked Rabban Gamliel, what's the halacha? V'amala, and he responded, you found that you're Temeya, and you were working with these loaves, and the way it's recounted, it's teruma. So he said, kulam temeyos, they're all tamei, because in this time frame, you found out that you're tamei. Amra lo, she said to him, Rebbe, falo bedika isali bin kolachas va'achas. I was doing checks in between each one. Amalah, so he revised the ruling. He says, imkein hi temeya v'kulan tahoros. Then only the last one that you're asking on is tameh, and the rest of them are indeed tahor, because we're going to do date back until the last check, and you kept checking, so we're good. The Gemara elaborates on this, debates it, but that's the shortened version, the straightforward version of the story. Let's skip down for another story. Tashema, the beginning of a line, Tafshin. Shuv Maisa b'shivcha shu Rabban Gamliel. There was another story with a shivcha, a maidservant of Rabban Gamliel, which the Gemara is going to say is a different maidservant. Shaisa gafa chavio shal yayin. She was sealing barrels of wine. Oven kolachas v'achas medicha yadea b'mayim. And between each one, she was washing her hands from the clay, from the material she was using to seal them, and she was doing a bedika. Uvoacharona, by the last one, under discussion, badka umatza temeya. She checked and she found that she was tamei. Uvas v'shoala l'Rabban Gamliel. She came and asked Rabban Gamliel, va'amalon, he said to her, kulan temeyos, they're all tamei from this incident. Amra lo, she said to him, v'alo b'dika isali ben kolachas va'achas, I was checking in between each one. Amra lo, So he said, Im Kain, if so, he Tamei Avukulan Tahoros, indeed, only the last one is Tamei. At the time that you checked, you found Tumah, but the date back until the last check that was good, until the last one is good, is Tamei, but the date back beyond that, from the one that was good, is going to be good. Again, the Gemara has debate. Let's skip down. Lishna Acharina, which does a synopsis here, which is the way the Rambam approaches this. Lishna Acharina. Amar lo, Amri lo, Amar Rav Huna me'es le'esha benidah matama ben l'kodesh ben l'teruma. When we're dealing with this retroactive date back concept, that's a tuma both by Kodesh and by Truma, and so stand the two stories that we had, one with Teruma, the Kikaros, the loaves, and one with Kodesh. It was sacrificial wine. And there's therefore no distinction between Kodesh and Teruma. Nevertheless, it was stated that there is a distinction between Kodesh and Teruma, and the Gemara resolves that by saying that the distinction between Kodesh and Teruma is Bechulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh, v'lo Bechulin Shenasu Ataras Teruma. Some Kohanim were careful to eat their chulin, their non-sanctified produce, as if it was sanctified, in order that they should be in the habit, in the practice, of being careful and eating it in purity. So if someone was doing this altaras kodesh, so then they would observe this even by chulin. But if a person was doing this altaras teruma, like the tithe, so that's a lesser level of kedusha. That's not like the Beis HaMikdash, that's the agricultural tithe. And that chulin would not practice these date-back concepts. So again, regular Kodesh and regular Terumah are equal. We do date-back, and it's rabbinic, tolin velo sarfin. We would hold it, we wouldn't burn it in its current status. But if you're dealing with chulin that was upgraded in its observance, in terms of how we're going to handle it, so if it was meant to be upgraded for Kodesh, so then we would indeed apply these rules. But if it was upgraded only for Teruma, then we would not apply these rules. The Rambam, Mishka v'Moshav Gimel Halachates, Tumas Vestos v'Tumas Ksamim, these concepts that if she found the blood, not only moving forward, but also with some sort of date back, Hakomi Divrei Sofrim, that's all rabbinic. Tomasan Misofik, it's doubtful. We don't know for a fact that she was tameh so many hours ago. Lefikach in Sorfim Aleim Teruma V'Kodshim Ela Tolin, we don't burn Teruma and Kodshim, we just hold it in abeyance. V'chein Chulin Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh, and similarly, Chulin that's on the level of Kodesh, we would apply these rules. Avol HaNa'asim Ataras HaTruma V'chulin, but Chulin that's done with the Tyra level of Teruma and other Chulin cases, Ein Mistam Im B'chol Elu HaTameyos Shehein midivreihem, we will not apply these different tumos that are only rabbinic. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.